Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where you get your questions in and we give you answers. And we've got a cracking question today on predictions. But I know you know what's up next if you listen to the show. It is kind of predictable. We tell you how to leave your question so you can get involved.
Yep, it's kind of important to the show, so please do. 013-808-0035 is the number. Or you can go to propertyhub.net/ask. We make it easy, and as a result, hundreds of you do it. And that's awesome because it allows us to feature really great questions on topics that we wouldn't necessarily think about covering ourselves. And a prime example of that is this question from Luke.
Hi, Rob and Rob. Luke here from London. I just want to say a massive thank you to both of you for the content you continue to put out. Very much appreciate it. I was able to purchase my first buy-to-let last year, and I can honestly say that wouldn't have been possible without the Property Podcast and the various platforms that you provide, including the chat forums. The whole platform you've put together is incredibly beneficial, and I would like to just say thank you for that. The question I have today is around the 18-year property cycle. I went back and listened to your original podcast on the 18-year property cycle in 2014. I wanted to understand today, talking in 2022, where you feel we currently are with the 18-year property cycle. I know you did a podcast on it last year, but I want to see where we go in the next couple of years. In the 2014 podcast, you mentioned we was at the time 2 years in to the 14-year growth plan. And you mentioned that as long as you bought properties up to 2023 and maybe 2024, you'd be okay and you would do okay from it. And if you set out the years of 2024 to 2026 or 2023 to 2026 and waited out the winner's curse and then struck after that, you would put yourself in a very good position. I wanted to gather your thoughts on whether you think that's still accurate with the dates, depending on where you feel we currently are in the cycle. And also at the time in that podcast, you mentioned that you felt buying and holding was the best type of investment to do and mentioned that you kind of would always think that would be the case. I share that opinion. And as a result, I wanted to see whether or not you still did and if your mindset or investment strategies had changed since 2014 when you originally posted that podcast. I look forward to the answers helping me continue to grow my property portfolio. Cheers, guys.
Hey, Luke, thank you for your question. Now, let's do this justice. Let's go and listen back. Yeah, a bit scary to go that far back, but let's go and listen back to exactly what you're referring to and what we said in 2014 about the property market and the cycle. So let's get our time machines and have a listen.
The good news is the next 08 style collapse is not due in the UK till 2026. Hooray! So we're not going to see that big, big economic crash for a long time yet. A wobble, though, will occur, according to this cycle, around about 2017, possibly 2018. Let's see what happens. But we know somewhere 2016, 17, 18, there'll be a wobble in the UK property market, and then people will be calling the end of it. However, we know then that that's actually when we need to fasten our seatbelts because it's going to go off at a really fast rate from there on.
You know what, Rob? We'll obviously get into this now, but normally, if you go back and look at any predictions you made in 2014, now in 2022, you'd be very nervous and probably quite a bit embarrassed. But that's not bad. Let's have a look, first of all, at our wobble comments and then answer Luke's question on where we're at and what we think might happen in the future if we're brave enough to go at that again and make more predictions. But first of all, let's address, have the years 2014 to 2022 played out as we predicted?
Basically, yes. I've actually just gone and looked at the land registry data to make sure that this wasn't us just misremembering it in a way that's helpful to ourselves. Between 2017 and 2020, property prices, you wouldn't quite say wobbled, but they were almost flat. So if we take a view of the cycle, the market sort of bottomed out around about mid-2009 after the last crash. It then bumped along a bit, exactly as you'd expect it to, until in about 2013, coincidentally, I'm sure, at the time we started the property podcast, property prices started picking up quite nicely, and they continued to do that all the way through to 2017. in the late 2017, early 2018 period, there was a very, very slight dip in prices, but only by a couple of £1,000 on the average UK property. So hardly anything. But there was also hardly any gain in prices from sort of late 2017 all the way through to the start of 2020. So Rob, not your absolute classic wobble, and that period went on for longer than your prototypical cycle would probably suggest it would, but it's still not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And actually, I think looking at the data is really interesting, because if you said to people, was there a wobble in those years? The answer I think most people would give is yes, because sentiment around then with Brexit and everything else that was happening in the world was pretty negative, because in the world of property, prices weren't doing a lot. People weren't that excited about property as an asset class. And actually, there was a fair bit of doom and gloom, and people were talking about crashes and so on. There were lots of people who looked a little silly who said there were going to be big crashes around those times when it came to property. Didn't happen. But sentiment and reality are often two different things. And the reason I bring that up is it's important because, unfortunately, there's, you know, a lot of negative sentiment around the world at the moment with everything that's going on. And we've had COVID and now we have war, and people again would probably go, oh, you know, it's not a good time to invest. But actually, property prices are marching on. And there's a lot of reasons for that, which we've talked about in the past. But one of the things that you expect to see in a cycle for the second half of the cycle is stimulus. And we've had a tremendous amount of stimulus over the last few years, the majority of that being in the form of quantitative easing. And rather than going over the topic that we've covered multiple times before on the podcast about QE and about the impact that's going to have and already is having on the property market, I think what we can say is, again, according to the cycle, it's not unexpected that that's happened. And despite what's happening in the world at the moment, property prices and many other asset classes are continuing to rise. And that doesn't surprise us. And who knows exactly when the cycle will end? You could have a cycle that runs longer than average or slightly shorter than average. So I don't think you could say today, oh, it's definitely going to be this year when it ends. But what I feel reasonably confident in is saying that over the next year or two, property prices will continue to go on. With the caveat that if something absolutely horrific happens, maybe all asset crashes come to a grinding halt. But if that happens, you know, we've got a lot of other big things to worry about. So on the whole, I would say that I'm fairly confident on where the cycle is right now. It seems to be roughly matching what we talked about all the way in 2014, and I think it will continue to do so. And I believe right now, as we said back then, is a great time to buy, and I think next year will still be a great time to buy. And then I think it's just being tactical the further the cycle goes on. So at the moment, you could pretty much get away with throwing a dart at a map of the UK, buying something and doing well from it. I don't believe that's a good investment strategy, but you could. But as the cycle develops, it's about picking the right properties in the right areas. And that's something that we will definitely talk about more on the podcast. But for now, it doesn't really matter what you buy if the cycle plays out as the way it's expected to, because you're not in the winner's curse section yet. And it's only the part of your gains that are wiped out or during that winner's curse period, which is normally the last 2 years of the cycle. So Rob, that's what I think. But you might shock me and the entire audience by saying, no, Rob B, you are wrong.
Oh, I wish I could. It'd be so much more interesting. But I do think it's always worth being humble about what the future may hold. And I think you have been just then. You sort of said, we don't know for sure. We can't say this might happen, that might happen. And that's all completely true. But what we can say is that if you listened to that episode back in 2014 and heard about the property cycle for the first time and internalized it and believed it and used it to guide your decisions so far, it would have served you well, because it would have kept you buying in that 2017 period when the narrative was turning negative and it was all about Brexit and all the rest of it. Well, all that was going on, you would have seen that for what it turned out to be, and you would have kept on buying, and it would have saved you from panicking in early 2020. And maybe you even would have gone and snapped up some more property in that brief window that we had when everyone was freaking out and would have been delighted for you to take a property off their hands. Will it continue to play out that way? We absolutely don't know. But as predictions from 8 years ago go, it's not doing too badly so far. And what the one thing I can say, the Property Podcast will certainly be around to report on whatever happens next.
And we'll be around on Thursday for the Property Podcast. So make sure you join us for then. So until then, have fun. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.